Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I would rather 10 jokes from the Bookman.
Gary.
Yes, that's right. Bobby says on the text line, I'd rather 10 jokes from the Bookman than listen to Gary from Newtown. The Motorola open line is it's a risky bet sometimes, isn't it? You just don't know what you're going to get.
From Rob. I've got a 1-year-old, so it's nice when Gary comes on the line. It gives some variety to the dribble I deal with in the morning. Thank you, Rob. Michelle Bishop, call any time. I love Gary. Michelle Bishop, make your own rules at any time fitness. She's been, sweating it out there yesterday afternoon. Spud Carroll's story. Spud actually sent me a text over the weekend with the intention, Michelle, if he can help one person, he knows that he will have done something for the good. Tell us the story.
Yeah, guys, well, you know you're at least heading in the right direction when it comes to concussion being taken as seriously as it is now, especially after hearing the fear in the voice of one of the hardest men to have played the game speaks out, and that is our very own Mark Spud Carroll, part of the SEN family. He's spoken about the players of his generation who weren't protected when it comes to head knocks and concussion. Now, these are his words, not mine. It was a badge of honour back then. You know, no limits. Players like him against Chief Paul Harrigan. It was battle time. It was win at all costs. Now, he watched a damning report on one of his colleagues from the same era, Mario Fanick, on Channel 7 Spotlight some weeks back, and it prompted him to go to the doctors and have some tests. And sadly, it turns out his doctor passed on the devastating news that he is suffering from the degenerative brain disease, CTE. Now, he's now asking the NRL to step up and help by covering the cost of brain scans for players. He believes it's a duty of care. Here he is on 7 News last night.
Man, I just broke up in tears. I said to her, am I going to die? It's bloody horrible. Like, you know, you dish it out, but you don't want to hear the consequences. There is a duty of care. I really believe that. And look after players in my era, but also my heroes, the era before that and the eras before that. $900 for any PET scan. We're not covered with Medicare or any health fund. But any player is living in silence, where I've been, come out and get tested, and the league pick up the bill.
Now, guys, this obviously falls into a very different category to the nose job for Blake Ferguson. This is far more serious, and the information as a result is clearly detrimental to any individual. Don't want to get too technical with this one this morning, but, you know, paying the $900 for a PET scan, especially in this environment, we're seeing full-blown legal action from players not being protected from concussion in the AFL and the Supreme Court at the moment. That's going to end up being a whole lot more expensive. But is this one for Lees from Brighton's? If they do give him the green light, if the NRL says, yep, OK, we'll pass that, is that an admission of guilt and opening up a bigger can of worms? It's a really sticky one. Legal eagles have to be across all of that. And, of course, guys, this came on the same day. Carroll's pleas come on the same day as us losing John Sattler at the age of 80. And we all know Scott. We're very close to Scott at the SEN family. Want to send my thoughts out to him this morning as well.
Michelle, and very quickly, Rafael Nadal, out of the top 10. Vossi mentioned this earlier this morning.
Yeah, the 22-time Grand Slam champ, stretch of 912 weeks in the ATP's top 10. It's the longest standing in the history. 36-year-old, he missed the Indian Wells at the weekend with hip flexor injury. He's fallen all the way, well, it's not all the way, but it's 213, so almost 18 years in such elite company. So he started that back around April 2005. Quite a stretch when you think of injuries and all the rest of it. Well done to Rafa, but he's out of the top 10. He's 13.
Good stuff, Michelle. We'll catch you in the next hour.
We shall will.
Michelle Bishop, you're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Great to have Anytime Fitness on board with SEN. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.